Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, Hornet. Listen, Hornet, it is not Taco Tuesday up in here. Let me tell you something. It is Fried Catfish Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Because fried catfish goes really, really well with gumbo rum, Bacardi, and rum and coke. Honey, let me tell you something. We got a choice up in here. It is optional. We have options. So let me tell you something. There's a lot that's going on. Madonna, listen, let me tell you something. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is sunny, my honey. It is 83 degrees around here in the Windy City, honey. It is September the 20th, 2022, 4 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my own team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumboRum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gum. Let me tell you something up in here. Got a special musical showcase on today. Musical salute. Independent artist Tiffany Page. You know who gonna be hearing your music, girlfriend? Who gonna be hearing your music, girl? Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on. Hey. Talk to me.
Talk good.
Yeah, baby. Your music is being heard by people all over the world, my darlings. Listen, before I get down to the music, let me tell you something while you're on Facebook. Y'all know we eating lunch, breakfast, and dinner on Facebook. And y'all, some of these pics, let me tell y'all something before I get into the music. Let me tell you this first. Use the keyword to fear email when the page comes up. Give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, let me tell you something up in here. Now, listen. I know everybody likes to post their breakfast, a picture of their breakfast, and a picture of their lunch, and a picture of their dinner. Listen, let me help you out up in here, okay? Because I am getting tired of seeing these pictures of this food, especially when it is not advertising. Listen, let me tell you something. And sometimes I would really like to unfollow some people, but I can't because they're family. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, why are you posting? And I told a family member yesterday, I said, you know what, I don't know why she keeps posting. And she says, girl, I don't know why either, because it really doesn't look that good. It doesn't look delicious. So listen, let me tell you something. We both were saying the same thing. I said, well, why don't you tell her? She says, girl, I tried to tell her, but it ain't doing no good. So listen. She has a plate, and we both were agreeing on this. She put a plate of spaghetti and meatballs on Facebook. Do you guys know what it really actually was? It was Chef Boyardee spaghetti. Now, how are you putting that on Facebook, for God's sake? Listen, if you don't have the good sense that God gave you to understand what to put on Facebook and what not, go and ask somebody. Go and ask your child. Your child will tell you not to put What is that, Chef Bargy on Facebook? How is that something delicious to look at? I don't know. Whatever. And then she puts up hot dogs. Hot dogs. Who in the world is going to put a hot dog on Facebook unless it's going to get up and walk and talk to me? My God, is it going to dance for me? Is it going to put on a showcase? I think not, my friend. So listen, girl, stop posting all that stuff. Listen, cuz, please, for God's sake, do me the liberty. Do me justice here. Give me justice and stop posting your dancing hot dog, even though it's not dancing. I tried to tell you and you were just like, I even asked her one day. I says, you know what, honey? You're putting this on Facebook. I says, what is it? And she tells me what it is. I says, well, God, if it's a hamburger, where's the goddamn meat? I'm saying, where's the meat on this thing? It was a hamburger with no meat. Do you tell me why would you put that on Facebook? No meat on the hamburger. You hear what I'm saying up in here? It was a bun with a whole bunch of lettuce, and the hamburger was like really, really small, like a small little thing, like the little people would eat. I'm like, girl, get out of here with this. Listen, this special bad show on today. Now, y'all know I like to entertain. You know I like to entertain. Mama likes to entertain. Listen, Tiffany Paige, let me tell y'all something. Let me dial it down, because I know y'all can't take all this energy and excitement. I know y'all can't take it. See, that's why I have to pick and choose my men. You know what I'm saying? Because I might give them a heart attack. I have to make sure they got a strong heart. You know, when I go out on a date and I do my interviews and I ask them, well, how's your heart? You know what I'm saying? Get your mind out the gutter. I'm not talking about anything in the bedroom. Even if it was, they still would get a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? I says, listen, do you have a strong heart, honey? Because, listen, mama will give you a heart attack if you don't have a strong heart. So, listen, do you have a strong heart? I do. I ask these questions. I says, how's your blood pressure? How's your blood? Do you have high blood pressure? And they tell me these things. See, listen, you guys don't know how to do it. Conduct an interview on a first date. You have to ask these questions. So listen, I went on a date one time, one of the first day, and this is the God heaven truth. This guy, he says, listen, honey, I'm so sorry, but it's not going to work out between me and you because I do have heart problems. I could not make this up. This is God heaven truth. This guy was so nice, and I was like, oh my God. And he's telling me, he says, listen, I really do have heart problems. He says, I'm afraid. He says, this is not going to work. And this is what he says. He says, I'm so afraid, but I can't do this. You might kill me. And that was the last of it. I'm telling you, the God heaven too. So listen. I got a word from my sponsor. Y'all check this out. Listen, it is my luxury scents. Listen, and when I put on some perfume, honey, they're going to show enough need some petals in that room. They're going to need some petals and some CPR. listen. Y'all check this out up in here.
Tired of spending all your money on niche and designer fragrances? Try www.myluxuryscent.com. Based out of Los Angeles, 100% authentic samples of niche and designer fragrances.
Yes, that's myluxuryscent.com. They have fragrances such as Louis Vuitton, Tom Ford, Creed, Dior, Bond No. 9, and Luxury Mini Travel Size Spray, plus handmade scented bath and body products of fragrances that you can choose from. They have over 800 fragrances. Do you hear me? Listen, if they had a place, a brick and mortar, let me tell you something. Now, this is on the real. I love to take a look online. They have myluxuryscent.com. That's the website. But, honey, there used to be this place in Chicago, downtown Chicago, where I would go. Me and my mom would go after church, and it was like a myluxuryscent.com. Y'all go to that website. And listen, we would stay in there after church looking at all the perfumes and lotions. It's like heaven. It's heaven on earth. So listen, when you smell good, it truly is heaven on earth. So listen, let me tell you something. That's how you get the man caught. You know what I'm saying? Listen, oh my God, it's not the kind of show. Okay, God, just get my mind back on PG. This is a PJ daytime show. It's not after dark. Anyway, let me tell you guys. So they have over 800 fragrances with top designers. Expand your fragrance library like never before without breaking the bank. You can do it. You can smell good without breaking the bank. So listen, ladies, if you're trying to, you know, get your library of fragrances up, you can do it this way without breaking the bank. And you can scratch your dollars, smell good, and, you know, scratch your dollars and still smell good without breaking the bank. So listen, it is myluxuryscent.com, myluxuryscent.com. There is nothing on earth like smelling good. You hear me? B-O is a bad problem. B-O is like B-O, bad problem. You know what I'm saying? It's bad. I know it's body odor, but listen, when you smell like a goddamn skunk, who wants to get next to that? Nobody is going to, you know, kiss that. Nobody's going to kiss that. Listen, let me tell you something. Before I start work every morning, you know, I come in the engineer booth, and then I go downstairs, and I get my coffee, and every time there's somebody up on 6A, in studio 6A, they smell so good. I'm like, oh, my God, what kind of perfume am I wearing? What kind of scent does smell so good? So listen, you can attract a whole lot of honey with a good scent. So listen, it's myluxuryscent.com. So y'all check it out. Listen, now let me tell y'all something about indie artist Tiffany Paige. This lady is the bomb. You're talking about a superstar. Let me tell you, the Fierce Female Network does find superstars. This is no joke. This is no joke. Though you guys know I'm a stand-up comedian as well. I love to entertain. But listen, Tiffany Paige is the bomb. You're going to understand why. She got some music that is going to blow you away. Listen, just like Omalani was on the show a couple of months ago, and I said to her when I played her music that she was going to be doing fashion and she was going to be on Broadway, honey, it happened, and I have the tape to prove it. She sent me a tape explaining what happened while she was on the show. She did walk New York in New York. Let me tell you, she sang on Broadway just a couple of weeks ago. She sang on Broadway, and it was predicted on this show, and she did participate in New York Fashion Week. She really did. So let me tell you something. They also gave her a billboard in New York City, Times Square. They put a big board of her. So I'm like, this is just phenomenal. So listen, I'm saying that to tell Tiffany, honey, you are superstar material. You are hot, honey. You are hot. I listened to her music, and I was like, bam, 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 this is it. And you guys, you know, I'm always talking about millionaire music, and this is it right here. So I want you to understand millionaire music. This song is called Only You. You guys, take a listen. This is Only You. Take a listen.
Seen it, she laughing so much, I'm yo, doing it,
me tell you, that is Only You, Only You by Tiffany Page. Tiffany Page, I am telling you, let me tell you something up in here. That is a smash hit, baby. You hear me? That is mainstream R&B. She is laying down the vocals like nobody's business. That track is so well done. Yes, it is. Perfection. Listen, that is Tiffany Page featuring young RJ, Etley, Shine, and Severo. So listen, she got it going on. I am telling you, hands down, 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus. Indeed, indeed, she's got it going on. She's one of the best I've heard in a long, long time. She's good. She's good. So listen, there's no doubt about it. She's going to be climbing the iTunes chart. Yeah. Top 10. Yeah. She will be doing just that, honey. She will be making her way on that chart. Also, let me give you guys some information. Let me give you her website. I want you guys to give her a shout-out and check her out online, Miss Tiffany Page. So now listen, her website is tiffanypagemusic.com. She is the bomb. She has her bio there. She has all the information. Now, I keep telling you guys that you need a website. This is why. Check her out. Great example. TiffanyPageMusic.com. She's got it going on. She has everything professional. Millionaire music. You know what I'm saying up in here? Millionaire music. And I keep telling you guys, the day of the starving artist is over with. It is dead. The bones are buried in my backyard, and they're not being resurrected. We ain't bringing out no CPR paddles on those dead bones. They stand down there. So listen, the day of the starving artist is over with. It's dead. It's gone. So we ain't even trying to remember that. So listen, this young lady, Millionaire Music, and it's about million-dollar music. Listen, let me tell you something. It is about building multiple streams of income because, listen, her brand will attract opportunities. Let me tell you something. She looks like one of the Everready girls. Listen, you guys know I already became in partnership with Everready Official with Cosmetic. I would love to have her to be one of the supermodels. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? The makeup would look good on her. And I love Everready. I am so excited about what is going on. And I'm going to play Omalana's testimony so she can hear what's been going on Fistima Network. I want you guys to check this out. I want you to check this out, Miss Tiffany. This is unreal. I'm taking my time so you can see, really, that it's not a joke around here. This is a shout-out from Omalani.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout-out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omilani, and I appeared on the show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
Indeed, indeed. So that did happen. She did sing on Broadway, and she has posted all over Facebook. She is so lit up, and I know she's lit up. She is very excited, and I mean she has it streaming on Facebook. It is no joke. She is walking the runway of New York's Fashion Week. She walked it, and I'm telling you, you got to be somebody for somebody to just call you and say, hey, we want you for New York's Fashion Week. And I'm telling you, she did her thing, and she has the video of her singing. I mean, it's just phenomenal. It just knocks my socks off. So listen, it is on the real. And Miss Tiffany Page, I'm telling you, honey, you are a superstar of today. You got it going on. No joke about that. And listen, I got some more music that's coming up. I want you guys to check this out. I want you to take a listen to this. This is Lying Awake, and the artist is Joseph Cipriano. Take a listen to Lying Awake.
I know.
Tired of spending all your money on niche and designer fragrances? Try www.myluxuryscent.com. Based out of Los Angeles, 100% authentic samples of niche and designer fragrances.
Listen, I want you guys to take a look at the site myluxuryscents.com. Now, you can get your preferred scent without breaking the bank. They have over 800 fragrances to check out. And, honey, there are some reviews. I did take a look at the site, of course. I always check things out. No kidding about that. They do have some reviews on the site where you can take a look and see what other customers have made purchases of the fragrances. And they have left some reviews, so you can check that out. You can see that on the site, myluxuryscent.com. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out here. It's been a stone cold blast. And to my superstar, Tiffany, love you, darling. Honey, your voice is just phenomenal. It is strong, honey, and you are going places. Hands down, anybody can close their ears and hear that that's a song. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even got to have ears. You can just close your ears and hear her voice so strong and so down with it, and you already know that she's a superstar. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I'm pretty much out of time, honey, but I'll be back later on. It's been a so cold blast. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.